This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to amplify the second point in our outline on cultivating a joyful spirit. Based on Philippians 1:18, Paul chose to rejoice that Christ was being preached, even though motives were questionable at best on the part of some preachers. He chose to see the silver lining. While still in prison for preaching Christ, Paul saw another reason for joy in service. He expected to be released from prison because of the prayers of the saints. They wanted God to bless Paul and his ministry while in prison, but they also prayed that he would be released so he could continue building the church as a free man. He rejoiced in anticipation of their prayer being answered. He also said in Philippians 1:25-26 that whatever he might suffer in ministering to them, they would make progress and experience joy in their faith. He knew if he was released from prison and could spend time with these praying saints, their joy would overflow on account of him being with them. Paul declared in Philippians 2:17, "Even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." The picture is of sparks of joy igniting other sparks of joy until there is a roaring fire of joy, gladness, and rejoicing as they join together in serving the Lord. This would all result in fruitfulness as they partner together to spread the good news. There is no greater joy than seeing others enter into the faith because of believers partnering together in selfless service.